proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. In this session, we conclude our look at 1 Samuel chapter 7 and God's requirements for revival. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, Samuel had promised the Jewish people that, quote, "If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto the Lord, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." The Jewish nation responded by putting away their idols, turning to God, and serving God alone. In addition, they fasted and offered sacrifices unto him. God therefore intervened on their behalf. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 7 that, quote, "As Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel," unquote. The Israelites did not even have time to set their military forces in array before the Philistines attacked them. This circumstance ensured that credit for the ensuing victory would belong entirely unto God. The author of 1 Samuel chapter 7 noted that, quote, "The Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them," unquote. Ra'am, the Hebrew verb translated as thunder, did not necessarily imply that God deployed a meteorological phenomenon, weather-related, to accomplish his will. Instead, the term Ra'am could simply indicate that it was God's direct intervention in the battle and God's power that caused the Philistines to tremble in fear. As a result of God's interposition, the Philistines were, quote, "smitten before Israel," unquote. The Israelites pursued the fleeing Philistines and repatriated the cities which the Philistines had previously captured from them. Furthermore, as the writer of 1 Samuel chapter 7 observed, quote, "The Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel," unquote. Samuel supervised the creation of a monument near Mizpah, which he named Ebenezer, which literally means stone of help. He wanted the Jewish people to remember how God had assisted them in their time of need. The revival experienced by the Jewish nation in 1 Samuel 7 did not have lasting effects. After only several years had passed, the Israelites would clamor for a king, quote, "to judge us like all the nations," unquote. Samuel brought that matter before God in prayer. God replied, quote, "Hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee," unquote. Nevertheless, he reminded Samuel that, quote, "They have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them," unquote. The Israelites had spurned God's authority to rule over them. No wonder that they did the same thing with regard to the authority of his spokesman, Samuel. After Samuel anointed Saul as the first king of Israel, as recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 12, the prophet called the Jews to a convocation in the city of Gilgal. At Samuel's behest, God showed his displeasure over the Jewish decision by sending thunder and rain on that occasion. We read that, quote, "All the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel." The revival described in 1 Samuel proved only a temporary phenomenon. Indeed, that was true with revivals in the Old Testament. In the words of Hosea chapter 6, the Jewish devotion to God was, quote, "as a morning cloud, and as the early dew, it goeth away." This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.